This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The top student loan official with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has resigned in protest that the Bureau under Trump is now serving, to quote, the wishes of the most powerful financial companies in America, end quote, and damaging the, quote, financial futures of millions of Americans and communities across the country, end quote. A 2012 Dutch law allows for a practice known as familial DNA profiling, allowing DNA samples from people who could potentially be relatives of a suspect based on geographic or social profiles. Federal judges have once again thrown out North Carolina's congressional redistricting map as unconstitutional gerrymandering. The rate of cesarean sections in Brazil for new births is 55%. By comparison, the U.S. is 32%. And Sweden is 17.4%. World Health Organization says that once the rate climbs over 10%, there's no evidence that they help maternal or newborn mortality. Study of required calorie postings in New York City, which has required them since 2008, found that Starbucks customers ordered food with 6% lower calories. In Puerto Rico, FEMA is denying aid to those who do not possess deeds to their homes. The rule is unfair, given that 35% of Puerto Rican homes are not registered with the government, and informal land development is locally accepted. Scientists and economists studying sleep found that lost productivity, accidents, health care costs, and medical errors from sleep deprivation cost $411 billion in the U.S. annually, $138 billion in Japan, and $60 billion in Germany. Puerto Rico raised its official death count to 2,975 from the original number of 64 after Hurricane Maria. Governor apologized for the response, saying that they never anticipated zero communication, zero energy, zero highway access. The Milken Institute argued that the lesson of Puerto Rico is focus as much as possible in lower income areas on people who are older, who are more vulnerable. Trump's latest target, he accused Google of rigging the search to bury conservative news that is positive to him. On the same day, he warned evangelical leaders in the White House of violence if the Democrats took control of Congress. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.